Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today. A little more with Dr. David Anderson right after this.
Don't miss Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale coming up Saturday, February 2nd at the Messner Ranch, Slap Out, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at 12:30 p.m., selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls. Also, 20 bred Hereford females, some with calves. For more information, call them today at 580-552-1555. And to see the catalog online, just go to dvauction.com. Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at the Messner Ranch, Slap Out, Oklahoma. At P&K Equipment, get savings during our Green Fever sales event. Don't miss your chance to get $800 off John Deere 2012 heavy-duty Gator XUVs, including the 625i, 825i, and 855D. With four-wheel drive, 1,500-pound towing capacity, and speeds up to 44 miles per hour, you can take on the trails and take advantage of this incredible deal. Find a location at pkequipment.com. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends to 2813. See P&K Equipment for details.
He's an Extension Livestock Market Economist out of Texas A&M. Dr. David Anderson says the drought has drastically cut into the size of our mama cow herds in the southern Great Plains. And eventually, though, the drought is going to get behind us. We're going to start looking seriously at rebuilding these mama cow herds, not just here, but across the country. The market will tell us that it's profitable to do so. But Dr. Anderson says there's still uncertainty on exactly how we're going to get the job done.
The uncertainty comes from, well, who's going to do that? Who's going to expand? We talk a lot about ranchers getting older, farmers getting older. And after a while, it's pretty tough to keep doing that work at some point. So if it's not those producers that are going to expand, or people who sold out their whole herd in a drought, are they going to come back? You know, a lot of those people, they may not come back. But the land is still there. And if you're out of drought, it's growing grass. And if you're going to get a return on that investment that you have, that asset that you have, that land, what are you going to do? The owner of that land is going to look at that. How do I get some return? And for range and pasture lands, the reason they're in pasture is because that's what they're good for. You know, as an economist, it provides an opportunity. If calf prices are high enough to get people to expand, it seems certainly plausible to me that perhaps this is the trigger, the incentive, the opportunity for this intergenerational change we've talked a lot about in agriculture over the last number of years with older producers, older ranchers. How do we get to that level? How do we change that? How do we get those new producers in? Well, they may not own that ranch like they used to. They may lease it and expand cow herds that way.
One last question in regards to, you hit it down to about 52, 53 pounds by 2014 for beef consumption. Do we go below 50 pounds as we try to expand the herd?
I think that's certainly possible, that we could get below. But that, you know, it all depends on the timing and really hinges on drought and feed costs. Now, one of the things I didn't say in my presentation that I just plain forgot, so I'll say it now. If I took my 2014 beef production, I had those quarterly production for beef, pork, poultry, if I took 2014 beef production and compared it to 2014 pork production, I got more pork production in 2014 than beef production, which would make beef our third most produced meat rather than second.
Smaller beef supplies in 2013, smaller yet in 2014, and probably steady to smaller supplies in 2015 as well. The thoughts of Dr. David Anderson of Texas A&M. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, February the 2nd. It's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 35th Annual All-Breed Bull Sale at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at 12 noon, selling 45 bulls, including Angus, Red Angus, Angus Composite, Black Limousine, and more. For more information and catalogs, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. The Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 35th Annual All-Breed Bull Sale, February 2nd in Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.